بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الهنا واحد امين. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. كل سنه وانتم طيبين. طبعا احنا يعني الصيام خلص من يقول ان 55 days almost have passed and life goes quickly. So I want to take just a few minutes, I will make it fast and quick as well, to speak about how can we live the Pascha week. It's very important that we focus during this week and how can we take the chance if we did not do the what we are supposed to do during the Great Lent. And as you know, that week is supposed to be like the peak, the top of your spiritual life. And whatever you did not do before, it is the time that you should do it right now. And as you all know, we celebrate, kind of celebrating the Pascha week and the remembrance of the suffering of the Lord three times, even during the whole year. So, for example, we always remember the time of fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays. And in the Agbaya prayer, we pray the sixth hour, for example, where we say, you on the sixth day, on the sixth hour, you were nailed on the cross. So we do remember the suffering of the Lord during this week, every week, like on Wednesdays and Fridays when we fast, and every day when you pray during the six-hour Agbaya prayer. But the question is, what are the sufferings of the Lord Christ? And what did he mean when he said, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. In the book of Luke chapter 22. If you really take a moment and step back and think about the suffering of God, it was not like bodily suffering, not pain and or illness or sickness. It is not the suffering from the crown of thorn. It is not the suffering from the nails that he was nailed by. It's not the suffering from the mocking that he received when they spat on his face. Not really that much. It is, of course, lots of suffering, but the main suffering was not this one. Keeping in mind also that he suffered the betrayal of his people and his disciples. Imagine like what we did today. In the morning we were celebrating the entrance of the Lord into Jerusalem, and we were saying Hosanna or Hosanna means save us. And then a few days from now on Friday, they call him, crucify him, crucify him. And it's amazing that Pilate, the non-Jew governor, he was like a Gentile, he was wondering and he said, should I crucify your king? See how he was wondering, هل أصلب ملككم? For they answer him back instead of like, could be like a reminder, and they humbled themselves. They said, no, we have no other king but Caesar. ليس لنا ملك إلا قيصر. It's amazing how they were so hard on him, and even they went too far to select a thief, Barabbas, over him. Let Barabbas go, but do not let Jesus go, just crucify him. And even imagine if you are a father looking at your children who are really hurting your feelings and your life, and then you stand when you are on the cross during the peak of your suffering and you say, my Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. It's amazing how the love of God is so great that he completely forgot and always open his heart and mind for us to come in and forget our sins. Or what it takes that we take the first step and come forward where we go for confession and tell him, Lord, I have sinned against you, before you, and I'm not worthy to be called your son, but make me as one of your hired servants. And it's amazing if you remember what the book of Isaiah in chapter 53, how they described the suffering of the Lord himself. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned away, everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. عجيب صحيح رب وضع لي اسم جميعنا. All of these iniquities, and no matter how bad it is, it was nothing. Out of his love, he was looking as his children. How can he stand before the Father to pay our debts? We are the one who owe God the apology because of our sins. But God himself took all of this on himself to offer the apology on our behalf. And even in the book of Isaiah, continues in chapter 53 and verse 12, where it says, and he was numbered with the transgressors. It talks about the Lord as if he was looking in a kind of a movie. I didn't know he was seeing all what would happen when the time comes. As you know, Isaiah was in the 8th century BC. So how did he know all of this? He prophesied about so many things. For example, he said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. God went that far. أحزننا حملها وأوجعنا تحملها مجروح لأجل معصينا ومسحوق لأجلها أثمنا. So you wonder what could be, like the verse I mentioned earlier from the book of Luke, what would be the cup that he wants his father to take away from him? It is the sin that we committed against the Father, and he's asking that he will carry it actually on our behalf and take it away from all of us so we can enjoy eternity by living with him. And to prove that meaning, to if you think about how we should feel like kind of sad during the Pascha week and the Passion week, it is not for Christ, it is for our sins. And that's why, if you remember what happened in the book of Luke in chapter 23, when the Lord spoke to the women and he told them, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. But weep for what? Weep for yourselves and for your children. Remember the sins that you committed. And sometimes people feel like so bad when they hear about a sermon that tells you remember your sins. We don't mean that you lose hope. What we mean is remember that God was so good. God was so good to carry your sins away from you when you remember it. Because if you forget it, he will remember it for you. If you remember it, God will forget it for you. And that's why during that week, we should always remember the love, the passion, the sacrifice, all the good things that God has made for us. He went the extra mile that sometimes we don't want to go for even 1 foot away from where we are. Also remember the story of the Passover, and remember the lamb. They used to eat the lamb of Passover in what? فاكرين؟ كانوا بيأكلوا خروف الفصح على إيه؟ أعشاب مرة, bitter herbs. Why that? If he is the lamb, he is the sacrifice that will give us salvation and the good news, and we live for him. Why bitter herbs? ليه أعشاب مرة? Remind us with what? Us to remember what? Our sins. It's very bitter, very sour when it comes to or stand before the Lord Christ himself. And that's why if you think about the Passover lamb, what is the story quickly? To do what? It was the time when the Israelites were in Egypt and the destroyer, the angel, was passing by, and if he sees the blood on the doorpost, he will pass by. He will pass over your house, will not destroy anyone in this house, the firstborn. And that's why he can pass over, that's why they call it Passover, because of what? What makes the destroyer to pass over your house, to let your house go, not to go in or kill anybody? To see what? The blood of Christ on the doorpost, which represent like the cross itself. And that's why he himself, God said through his apostle Saint Paul, that Christ is our Passover. He was crucified, sacrificed for us. بيقول في كورنثوس الأولى 5 إيه المسيح هو إيه فصحنا, المسيح هو فصحنا وقد ذبح لأجلنا. So knowing and remembering the pain and suffering and the passion that the Lord himself went through to give you the joy of salvation, to live with Him forever. What should we do now? How can we celebrate the Pascha week? How can we watch our attitude and behavior, and how can we live the Pascha week? That's what I will talk about in just 3-4 minutes maximum, and I will stop here, because it's very, very important that you consider the holiness of that week. If you did not consider the holiness of the whole Lent, at least this is the time to make up for what you did not do before. As you all know, for example, we always try to fast, and we have some ascetic fast. يعني مش معقولة مثلا during Pascha weekend you find somebody gets up in the morning and he cannot stop himself from drinking coffee or cannot stop from smoking cigarette, for example. Why in the morning? If you look at your, everybody has the book of Pascha, it says in the morning the prayer, the litanies that we pray, which we'll do one now, read on the top of the one we read now and the one we read in the morning. It says people must bow down, worship. They make Matanya, Yasgudu. Why? Because they are what? Fasting. So if they are fasting, that means in the morning at least you would wait until the Pascha is over. And you know every day we have the Pascha from 10:30 to 1. The very least you would do. Remember, whatever we say does not apply to special cases like pregnancy or illness or elder. That's different. If you can do it, you really should do it. At least wait until we finish the Pascha at 1 o'clock. What a cup of coffee will do for you? What a cigarette will do for you? We should not even have it at all, but if somebody is, keep this in mind. You are, during the Pascha week, even, I don't want to like go too far, but should not even eat something sweet. All the fathers taught us, like as you see and hear on in all the movies and you read in the stories, they always eat like dates. Balah lagwa. All of them do. Okay. That could be the maximum you can do. A cup of coffee or tea that has maybe a spoon of sugar, that's enough. You may wonder, Abuna is making it too much. Not really. I will read something for you from the book of Daniel, chapter 10. It says, I was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all. يقول كنت نائحا 3 أسابيع أيام لم آكل طعاما شهيا ولا دخل في فمي لحم ولا خمر ولم أدهن. Nothing. I made this example before, so I repeat things. I want to make sure that at least the example will go into your mind. Please seriously think about this. If you are a dad or a mom or even a son or daughter and you are sick and you are sleeping in your room, okay, and your children are outside watching TV and talking over the phones and listening to the news and laughing and smiling, and you are sick, no one cares to come say, hi dad, hi mom, how are you, can I get you something? No, Habib, mustn't go watch TV. Say, no. Why no? Why not? Because I love you so much. I can't leave you in a time when you are sick and you are tired. You are not tired all the time. At some point of time, like this week, and your Heavenly Father is suffering for you, share with Him. You show the sharing with Him. The very least we can do in what you eat and what you drink. Imagine somebody during the Pascha week, for example, is still getting angry or fight with the family at home or getting upset and is still doing what he was doing, like the coffee and the smoke and all of that. So when will you stop? If this the holiest week of the whole year, you do not do it, when will you do it? Please ask yourself and be serious about this one. Remember like when we talked a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago, or maybe more, about fasting during the Arabic Bible study, about the verse from the book of Joel, من يؤيل اتنين ويتول قدسوا صوما ندعو اعتكاف, and we read it today in the 6-hour prophecies. It says, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. What does it mean, consecrate a fast, or قدسوا صوما? Meaning, خصص هذا الصوم, make it very special for God. Meaning, this week will be God's week. No one on earth whatsoever will come between me and God. This week will be dedicated to God. It is only God and I. with respect to husband and wife and everybody else, it is God. I will do, of course, my duties at home, but all my focus, my concentration is God's. Nothing will take me away from God. How much time do you really give God that dedication and focus and service? And by that, we are not asking, Yani, if you think about yourself, you will not go to do so much for God. Just your heart, you lift it up to God, and that's all what you do. We stay away from any other entertainment. That's not the time. Do you think that the news will change from this week, from last week? Or the movies will go away, will not come back? Or any kind of or sort of entertainment? You will get sick if you don't eat the sweet stuff that you used to eat? I really doubt, and I'm sure you will, I hope you agree with me. We also, this is the time that we will never ever let anybody gossip or allow to speak in my presence, because my mind and my heart is busy only with the suffering with God. You see, God is not suffering now. It is how you show Him that you remember what He did for you. He did it out of His love to you. So the least, let me ask you a personal question between especially husbands and wives. Don't you at some point of time you wish to show appreciation to your husband or to your wife by showing a good feeling, buying flower or giving card or invite her for dinner somewhere? Just show the love to your spouse by doing very little things. Why not we do it for God? Many times they ask you, please consider God as your best friend. Give Him that feeling that He is the one that you love Him so much, and you really share with Him that love that He showed to you. And this love is not for a period of time. It is eternal love. Because after long life, inshallah, where will you be? With whom you will spend your eternity? If you don't know Him now, when will you know God? When? It chances here. You are learning more about Him now. You will not go up to heaven and say, oh, who is it? Is it God? How do you look like? Yeah, you are different. I don't know you, masalan. No. You should get to know God right now, right here. Your action and your behavior and your attitude inside the church should not be any different from outside the church. It should be the same. I'm not inside the church. I lift up my hands and pray and close my eyes and be holy, and outside, and I go, especially the youth, you go out for dinner and keep laughing and joking. No. This week, especially this week, is very, very different. And if you don't have that feeling toward God, you really are hurting His feeling. I will not say more. Look at what we have here, the black drapes around the church. Because we show God that our church really remembers the love that He showed by dying on the cross for us. So the least we as individuals, we should show that great love, and we should stay away from anything to keep us away from God. Remember, you have all the reading of the Paschal book, and remember that also to show you the church, to show you how we should focus our attention and our love to God, we do not pray Agbeya. We do not pray Agbeya during the Pascha week. Because as you know, each Agbeya, each hour in the prayer of the Agbeya, it has like 12 psalms. We do the 12 psalms that you go to Zion or to you is the power, the glory, and the majesty. Because even during your suffering, you are standing on the cross to forgive all of us. You showed the power, not weakness, not losing to someone who is less than Him. So please give God all of the love that you can during this week. Remember, you will not have another chance. I always say, and I told you that before, especially when we were talking about families, you will never know when someone will go to heaven. So why not tell to your spouse that I love you now, because you never know if tomorrow will come to say it. Same way, you may be with God tomorrow. So then you stand before Him and say, well, I guess I love you. Why not now? You have the chance to show God how much you love Him. Express your love and give Him all what you can. Don't wait to say until tomorrow. Say, I wish I could. This wish may not come. Today is the day. If you wish to show your love to God, give Him all what you can. And don't ever think for a moment that He will reject you. Remember what He said? He who comes to me, I will never cast out. all what it takes. Why he says that? Because he is waiting for you to come. He doesn't force himself on you. So all what it takes from you, you take the first step. Just come forward. Just come. And he will never cast you out. He is waiting for you to show that love. So please try to spend this week with God and bless him. Meaning you acknowledge the blessings are coming from him. And you give him all the love that you can. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Glory be to God now and forever. Amen.